The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
At Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook, you can get a hold of us. Sometimes when you see drama happen on Facebook, which is literally every single time you log into Facebook, you can screenshot it. You can send it to us. We'll clean it up as best we can and act out the people who are commenting on the thread.
There's four characters. There's two of us. So that means you and I are both playing double roles. Okay. We're each playing a man and a woman.
Because that makes sense.
Uh-huh. You, well, it's way more fun to listen to you be Ellen. Ellen starts this whole thing off. She's salty about how late the fireworks were going off.
Ah, right. Sure.
Dave is just trying to, I think, be a little bit of a peacekeeper. I play Dave. I also play Anna. She's pretty salty. You play Mickey as well.
Hang on. Is this on the 4th of July?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But I think the problem is how late it's going. Like, how late do you let the firecrackers keep going? That's Ellen's main problem.
Let's get into it.
Acting out the drama you see on Facebook with
Facebook Vice Theater
on 99.7 DJX.
It's 1 a.m. Stop setting off fireworks.
Yeah, it's late.
It's okay. A holiday. We were kids, too, at one time. Enjoy life.
Okay. Perspective.
Gotcha.
From Mickey. Yep. We were kids, and we only had sparklers and the occasional firecracker and maybe those expanding snake things. You didn't hear fireworks going off all night.
Now, imagine living in a rough neighborhood with gunshots all night instead of fireworks. Uh-huh. Perspective.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right.
Now we get to see all the characters at play here.
Uh-huh.
All right.
What the hell? Just because someone has it worse than I do doesn't mean that I should be any less upset. I think you're woke. Is broke.
Uh-oh.
Hashtag woke broke.
Well, if you think it's bad here, don't move out to the country for peace and quiet. We've been there. They start pre-gaming the week before.
Wow. All right.
And have no problem using whatever's around to make noise. Firecrackers, shotguns, even TNT.
Wow.
They don't mess around in the country.
I was going to say, who knew?
It's one day out of the year. I'm sure you can catch up on sleep another day. Celebrate the USA!
Oh, wow, okay.
It's not about sleep. It's about people with PTSD.
Uh-huh.
And distressing animals.
True.
And breaking the law and being dangerous.
All valid points, I guess.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. And what about setting your neighbor's house on fire?
Uh-oh.
Or what if it's all a plan to test police response? Ooh.
Or what if our founding fathers had Facebook pages like this when they were considering the Declaration of Independence?
Oh, what would that have been like? Here we go.
Oh, my goodness. The Revolutionary War will be so loud. Woe is me. I don't know if I want to carry around gunpowder. I might explode. And with all these muskets, you could accidentally shoot John Hancock's eye out.
Oh, my God.
Maybe it's just safer to live under tyranny.
Wow.
Can't we all just live and laugh, dudes?
Okay, so someone's trying to bring it all around with perspective again.
Sure we can, Dave. I'm laughing right now. Happy birthday, America!
I just checked. They do sell noise-canceling earmuffs on Amazon. Just trying to help.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. Again, Dave kind of rolling in, trying to make everybody happy.
He's trying to. He's trying.
To appease all sides. That's tough.
I guess that is.
That is tough. She had some valid points, but I think her salty delivery was a problem. We should have changed her name to Karen.
There you go. That was
Facebook Fights Theater.